friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. It's February 13th, World Radio Day. So let me begin by saying thanks for listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's been a pleasure to get behind our Voice of America microphone over the years, and I think one of my best up-close and personal moments came in Lagos a few years ago during a promotional trip. A young Nigerian man approached me and said he had grown up listening to my voice, made this youngster feel a little older, but at a basic level that spoke to me about the power of radio, the magic of radio. So once again, thanks for listening on World Radio Day. UEFA Champions League football kicks off Wednesday show. Roma won at home and Paris Saint-Germain won on the road in first leg round of 16 matches on Tuesday at Stadio Olimpico in Rome. Roma got second half goals from 19-year-old midfielder Nicolo Zaniolo to beat Porto 2-1. Zaniolo found the net in the 70th and 76th minutes before Spanish striker Adrian Lopez pulled one back for Porto in the 79th minute. Final score from Rome, Roma 2, Porto 1. At Old Trafford in Manchester, England, PSG got second half goals from Presnel Kimpembe and Kylian Mbappe to beat host Manchester United 2-0. Now, both Kimpembe and Mbappe have ties to Africa. Kimpembe's father is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, while Mbappe's father is from Cameroon and his mother is from Algeria. Our Voice of America football fans will also remember the 20-year-old Mbappe was named Best Young Player at last year's World Cup in Russia, where he scored 4 goals for World Cup champion France. Meanwhile, that 2-0 loss was the first defeat for Man U's interim Norwegian manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, in his 12th match since replacing Jose Mourinho. In UEFA Champions League action this Wednesday evening, Ajax will host reigning title holder and 13-time champion Real Madrid in Amsterdam, and Tottenham Hotspur will take on Germany's Borussia Dortmund at Wembley Stadium in London. And Tottenham is feeling confident leading up to the game. Joining us now with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Ooten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Tottenham Hotspur manager Mauricio Pochettino spoke ahead of Wednesday's match and said he believes his side can beat any team, including Dortmund.
I really believe that I can win every single game, and of course. But we know very well that the competition is going to be tough. We are going to face a team that is on the top on the table in the Bundesliga, and every season is doing well. It's a very competitive team. And of course, it's going to be tough. With all the respect, of course, to our opponent, I am a person that always believed that I can beat any team.
The Spurs hope to soon get help from star players Harry Kane and Dele Alli. Kane suffered an ankle injury in January, and Alli injured his hamstring that same month. But despite their absences, the Spurs have kept pace in the Premier League and are currently in third place, just 5 points behind league leaders Manchester City. The Spurs find themselves in the same position in the knockout stages as they were last year when they were eliminated in the first leg with their loss against Juventus. But Pochettino says the ghost of last season will not haunt Wednesday's match.
No, I think it's different, of course. I think it's different year, different season, different momentum. I think the period is completely different. It's difficult to compare from last year. We believe and we have an amazing motivation to play because it's last 16, Champions League. Everyone wants to play. Everyone It's going to be exciting tomorrow to play. But to be honest, we are not sinking in last year. I think only we need to be ready to compete in our best way.
And he says Tottenham is ready to go all the way.
I want to win a title. We want to win a title. The player want to win a title. The fans, everyone, Shash, from outside, the club, all that we are doing. But when, if you are honest with yourself, Shash, in what Tottenham is doing in the last few years, I think it's a fantastic show from the first to the bottom and to the top.
We'll let you know how the Tottenham Spurs fared in their match against Dortmund on Thursday's show. As the knockout stages get underway, a familiar friend, and in some cases foe, made its debut on Tuesday, the video assistant referee. The VAR's involvement in the Champions League was previously rejected by European soccer's governing body. However, UEFA voted for its inclusion late last year, and the VAR will now be featured in not only the Champions League knockout stages, but also the Europa League final and the Nations League competition this summer. UEFA Chief Refereeing Officer Roberto Rossetti spoke during a VAR demonstration and said the replay system will be implemented in several match-changing situations.
Goals, penalties, red cards, and mistaken identity. For all the factual decisions, was it offside? Was the foul committed inside or outside the penalty area? The on-field review is not needed. The VAR can simply inform the referee of the facts.
The VAR was introduced at last year's FIFA World Cup in Russia and came under the spotlight when the technology led to numerous controversial calls throughout the tournament. Roberto Rossetti suggests the VAR will be used sparingly in upcoming competitions.
The video assistant referee will only intervene when he has the evidence for a clear and obvious mistake in a match-changing situation. All the goals are checked. The VAR will only intervene if a goal has been scored after a foul or an offside in the attacking phase. 3D technology will help the VAR to decide whether an offside position has occurred or not. VAR will also intervene when he has the evidence for serious foul play, which must be sanctioned with a red card according to the laws of the game.
The VAR was used in Tuesday action during Paris Saint-Germain's winning match against host Manchester United and Roma's home victory over Porto. No VAR controversies have been reported. And that's all from me for now. Sunny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Sunny Side of Sports remembers Gordon Banks, the goalkeeper who helped England win its only World Cup trophy in 1966. Banks died Tuesday at the age of 81. Regarded as one of the game's greatest in his position, Banks was named FIFA Goalkeeper of the Year six times and made 73 international appearances for England. Banks played in every game of the 1966 World Cup, culminating in the 4-2 victory over West Germany at Wembley Stadium. 4 years later, at the next World Cup, Gordon Banks saved a shot from Brazil great Pelé, keeping a powerful header out of the goal with one hand. Many consider it the greatest save of all time. At his Facebook page, Pelé paid tribute to Gordon Banks. He posted a photo of him and Banks holding hands and smiling. Banks has his left arm on Pelé's shoulder. Pelé wrote, and I quote, "The save was one of the best I have ever seen in real life and in all the thousands of games I have watched since. And while the save was indeed phenomenal, my memory of Gordon is not defined by that. It is defined by his friendship. He was a kind and warm man who gave so much to people. So I am glad he saved my header because that act was the start of a friendship between us that I will always treasure.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 1830 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In Olympic news, sport climbing will make its debut at next year's Tokyo Games in Japan. In the sport, athletes tackle walls of various heights and complexities to reach the top as fast as possible. The popularity of indoor climbing is growing in South Africa, and many of the country's climbers are training at the City Rocks Complex in Johannesburg. It's Africa's first international class climbing gym and one of the biggest in the world. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to this feature by Darren Taylor.
A young woman struggles up a high wall inside the City Rock gym. The colors of the athletes' outfits match those of the concrete. Royal blue, fire engine red, and mustard yellow. Everywhere there are people grunting and wheezing up ropes, trying to grab the grips to pull themselves to the summit. They use specialized equipment like climbing shoes.
They have a nice reinforced toe with a sticky rubber that allows you to get good surface tension on your toes.
Spider-Man,
exactly. And then obviously a harness if you're going to be doing the high wall problems. So the harness you tie in with the rope, and you have a belay partner who's feeding the rope through a device to make sure you don't come crashing to the ground.
City Rock manager Kelly Bishop explains that belaying secures someone on a rope. A partner maintains tension on it, so if the climber slips, there's a safety measure in place.
So you don't actually fall, you just hang, and then obviously they lower you back down to the ground at a controlled speed. When you're climbing, you actually do better the more calm and controlled you are. And moving slowly and making sure you're safe the whole time, the chance for injury is almost zero.
And when you pull your rope, you get a figure of eight. That's your first basic.
One of Bishop's instructors shows a beginner the ropes, literally. The trainers teach non-slip knots and how to put a safety harness on. Bishop says climbing makes people very fit, because it combines strength and endurance, adding muscle, but not bulk.
Because you're basically fighting gravity the whole way up, you will build to your natural body shape. It's a full body workout. You're using your fingertips, your toes, your core muscle, your upper body, even your brain, because you're problem solving as you're going. How should I move my hands, etc. So it's
Yeah. So we're like back to baby steps.
Climbers from around the world exercise at City Rock. Bishop describes climbing as a lifestyle choice practiced by a wide range of people.
We got doctors, we got lawyers, there's lots of students and school kids. Because it's so social, besides the fitness side, it's a lot of fun. You get to meet really down-to-earth people and feel part of a community.
One of them is vegan baker Pixie Fanek. She describes climbers as a special breed.
They're not to run-of-the-mill people. They're generally a little bit more aware about what's happening in the world environmentally and such. So they're much more inclined to be open-minded.
Bishop says climbing's popular with women.
Women do really well because it's not a brute strength sport. Some of the top climbers internationally are women, and you can compete with the guys head to head. It's not about how much weight you can pick up. Sometimes it's just about technique and moving your body in a certain way and not just powering over.
As hectic as it looks and sounds in the gym, yoga teacher Neon Khlapo says climbing helps her to meditate.
My heart rate tends to lower unless I'm going through some ledge fever, which is like an unexpected panic attack on the wall. But usually you don't have the room to think about anything else when you are on a wall. You're really in the moment and you're really focused.
But Khlapo wasn't always so composed. She describes her first outdoor cliff climb as terrifying.
I was climbing 1 minute and then I just burst into tears the next. And I think the episode lasted a good solid 15 minutes because I was like, if there is a God, God, I'll behave. Just get me off this thing.
Van Eck's battling autoimmune disease, where the body's immune system attacks healthy cells. This could lead to a variety of potentially fatal conditions, including organ failure.
I can't tell you how sick I was last year. I was in hospital. I was having an operation. I thought my life was just this big blob. Boom, I started climbing. I am a million times better. It's amazing. The only thing that saved me was climbing. I got on the wall and I was like, I'm home.
Van Eck says climbing strengthens her body and mind to fight her illness. From being overweight and bedridden, she now conquers nature's steep, jagged rock faces.
That for me is the ultimate. When you're on that rock, man, it's like being alive. Oh my gosh, there's this mountain. It's been there for millions and millions of years, and I'm getting to stick my body to it and challenge myself.
Across South Africa, people like Van Eck are using climbing gyms to boost their physical and mental health, with some using them as launch pads to possible Olympic glory. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Tuesday night, the defending champion Golden State Warriors used a second-half comeback to beat the visiting Utah Jazz. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland, California.
The Warriors rallied in the second half to come back against the Jazz to win it 115-108. Kevin Durant led five players in double digits with 28 points as Golden State won its fifth straight and 16 of 17.
We need to play better. I believe that the coaches and all my teammates think the same thing.
Stephen Curry added 24 points.
You know, we have spurts where we look unstoppable, and then we have some spurts where just gets a little congested and bogged down a little bit, but we're getting better. I think everybody's attention is on, you know, those details to try to get better. So, 26 games left to figure it out.
Utah scored only 14 points in the first quarter, but combined to score 70 points in the second and third quarters. Donovan Mitchell with 25 for the Jazz.
You know, they're the back-to-back champions, and definitely it's a good thing, you know, to be able to play them as well as we have. But, you know, the biggest thing is just continuing to improve and find ways to improve and get better. You know, and this is just another step. You know, we got 10 days till we play again, and we can't lose that edge at all.
Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We heard Utah's Donovan Mitchell say it'll be 10 days before the Jazz plays again. The NBA is getting ready for its annual All-Star break. The league will hold its annual All-Star game on Sunday in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Boston Celtics edged the host Philadelphia 76ers by 3 points. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia.
The Celtics got a three-point basket from reserve forward Gordon Hayward with 1:50 to go in regulation to give Boston a 112-109 win over the 76ers. Philadelphia trailed by 9 when they went on a 13-4 run, tying the game on 2 free throws by Jimmy Butler. Hayward's go-ahead 3 was his 6th three-point basket of the game. His 26 points off the bench enabled the Celtics to snap a 2-game losing streak.
We played well in stretches, but played miserable in other stretches of those. So for us to get the win tonight, like you said, against a very quality opponent, was big.
Joel Embiid had 23 points for the Sixers.
At the end of the day, it comes down to guarding our own man. So that's what we have to do. You know, these guys that take advantage of, you know, when we do help and move the ball pretty well. So we just need to do a better job of guarding our own man, starting with me.
Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Celtics beat the 76ers without All-Star point guard Kyrie Irving, who was sidelined by a sprained right knee. Boston beat Philadelphia in 5 games in the Eastern Conference semifinals last season. And the Celtics have beaten the 76ers for a 3rd consecutive game this season. The teams are now even in the Eastern Conference standings. Boston and Philadelphia have identical records, 36 wins and 21 losses. In 3 more NBA results Tuesday night, the Atlanta Hawks beat the visiting Los Angeles Lakers 117-113. The San Antonio Spurs edged the host Memphis Grizzlies 108-107. And the Orlando Magic trounced the host New Orleans Pelicans 118-88. In more NBA news, the league announced Wednesday that it has reached agreement with Puma that will make the international sports brand an official marketing partner of the NBA. Adam Petrick, Global Director of Brand and Marketing at Puma, says, and I quote, "We are thrilled to partner with the NBA to bring Puma to the next level in our re-entry to the basketball market. Puma recently unveiled its 2nd basketball shoe this year. It's called the Uproar Charlotte, and its timing was pretty good. The shoe comes out just ahead of All-Star Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Some women's soccer news now. The USA, the reigning Women's World Cup champion, has announced a 23-player roster for the She Believes Cup tournament, which kicks off later this month. The USA will play Japan on February 27th in Chester, Pennsylvania. Then the American women will play England on March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. And the USA will close group play 3 days later against Brazil in Tampa, Florida. Japan, England, and Brazil, as well as the USA, will all compete at this year's Women's World Cup. And finally, on World Radio Day, check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. You'll see a photo of Prince Nesta and yours truly behind the VOA microphone. The photo was taken by my award-winning producer, Bill Werkinger. So check it out at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And that wraps up the February 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my award-winning producer, Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
This is Peter Clote of VOA Africa. I am in Nigeria to cover the general election. Listen to my daily reports when you tune in to our news shows. Africa News Tonight, Daybreak Africa, Nightline Africa, and International Edition for the latest from Lagos.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Nigeria's presidential election is set for February 16th. President Muhammadu Buhari of the APC and top challenger Atiku Abubakar of the PDPs are both Fulani Muslims. A discussion on what's at stake on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, managing editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
Back in November 2018, scientists verified the discovery of a giant 31-kilometer-wide meteorite impact crater buried 1 kilometer beneath the ice sheet in northwestern Greenland. Scientists writing in the American Geological Union's journal Geophysical Research Letters are announcing the possible discovery of a second impact crater buried under more than 1.65 kilometers of the Greenland ice sheet. This newly found but unverified impact crater is thought to be even bigger than the first, with a diameter of about 36 kilometers. While the newly found crater was found a mere 183 kilometers from the previous discovery, study authors say that it appears the two formed at different times. Like the first discovery, this second impact crater was found beneath Greenland's Hiawatha Glacier and must be further studied before the finding can be verified. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you news as it happens. Listen to Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.